sleeping in Tartarus was a curse to join the frozen tundra of lost souls. But when I opened my eyes, I didn't feel like I had slept at all. "What is this place?" I asked as the very ground beneath me smeared like oil paint while I walked beside the god of death.
"It's different for everyone,"
he said, watching me curiously. The hills rolled and the sky swirled, like magic and imagination come to life. The green of the grass was multicolored and tipped in purple. The blades blurred as I passed. My movement caused its vibrance to shift and blend. Hades held back, the very color seeping from the scene around him like he was a black brush swiping through the art. Though dark, it was like staring at the stars in the night sky. His eyes sparkled. Death and beauty, I thought. My cheeks heated, and a heady sensation pooled in my gut, seeping between my legs. Quickly, I turned away from him to keep my eyes straight ahead of us. I flushed at where my mind was headed while I had watched him. So otherworldly and alluring within this colorful realm of dreams. I'd have slapped my face to rid myself of the intrusive feeling warming my veins as I remembered his arms around me. But I didn't want to bring attention to myself. Instead, I grumbled and clamped my hands in front of me. "You don't talk much," I said to change the conversation in my mind towards something else, unable to stand the building tension like he was boring a hole in my back. But I didn't dare turn back to see if he was still watching me. I swore he could probably read my mind if I did.
"What is it you'd like me to say?"
he asked. Before I could remind myself not to look, I turned to glare at him, though I was sure my stern expression didn't have the bite I was going for. He grinned, confirming my suspicion I was like some annoying pet he had to watch over. Fuck. That made me feel even more embarrassed. "How are we getting back? Where are we going? What exactly do you plan to do with me when we get there? What kind of training is there for leading an army that you have no intention of taking over Olympus with? How are we supposed to find your heart if it was tossed in the river?" "Literally anything." I flung my arms up in annoyance and thought about the way his smile made the edge of his eyes crinkle a bit, a low blue flame brightening them from within. My back ached and itched before I sucked in a breath at this sense of relief and freedom that washed over me. A soft wind fluttered my hair. I gasped. I realized my wings had come out without me even trying. What caused it? And how could I recreate it when I needed to? "We." He licked his lips at the word I had mistakenly used in all of my questions. Like, we were a team. I stilled at the sight of his alluring tongue as it roamed over his parted mouth to say,
"Aren't doing anything about my heart, Angel."
My face heated at his nickname, obviously a mockery of my inability to control my transformation, and the wings that now fluttered heavily on my shoulder blades. I wasn't in the river for long, but I remembered how peaceful it was to simply fade away and forget what I was there for, how anyone would be able to find his heart in that river, and then be able to remember their own name, let alone why they went into the river to begin with to leave with it, was a mystery. It seemed almost impossible.
"Save your worries for your fated mate. It is their heart you should concern yourself with, isn't it? What plans I have with mine should be none of your concern."